I only get that when I go somewhere else because I'm the one turning the preacher loose around where I pastor. But I go somewhere else and I like to hear them say, we're going to turn the preacher loose, like he's chained up over there just chomping at the bits to get after it. Amen. And I appreciate this man of God that's come to preach to us tonight. What a privilege it is to have him. Now, that's what singing's for. Now, we've got praise God for the singing tonight and the choirs that sung and such. What a blessing. But that's what singing's for. It's a tenderizing tool, whereby the Lord uses it to tenderize your heart that you might be receptive to the Word of God. And I appreciate this man of God. He's a real preacher, been a blessing to us. I thank God for he and his family.
Amen.
It's been such a privilege to get to know them in the Lord, and I appreciate his preaching. And he's a member of Concord Baptist Church in Calhoun, Georgia. And I appreciate all the things that he's done and he's taught to me and the messages that he's preached. And one of the finest messages I ever heard anybody preach, he preached over at our church on Thursday night of the missions meeting on having a testimony. I hope I ain't messed him up. He may be going to preach on that tonight. I wish to God he would. Praise God, what good preaching that was. And I know that he'll be a help and a blessing to you. And I want you to tune in now. If you listen slow, you won't never keep up. You're going to have to tune in. And if you'll tune in tonight, you'll go home absolutely with your soul filled, and you'll be helped from the Lord. And you pray for this man of God. Come on here, Brother Randy, and preach to us, brother. Amen. Lord, help him preach.
Today that the Lord directed me to this passage of Scripture, and so I'm just going to try my best to preach it by the grace of God, all right? Just stay with me now. I'm an old country boy, saved by the grace of God. I've been to hog killings, chicken killings. I know what leather breeches are. Some of y'all don't even know what that is. I know what a gee-whiz is. A lot of y'all don't even know what that is. Y'all have to explain that to all the young people here. But I'm just an old country boy, saved by the grace of God. God saved me 9 years ago, changed my life. That's the way it is when you meet Jesus. You'll never meet him and remain the same. That he'll change your life. All right, Mark chapter number 10, and I'll begin reading in verse number 46. Jesus here, he's coming out of Jericho, which is about 15 miles from Jerusalem. And this was the time of the Passover. And every Jewish male was required to be there in Jerusalem to offer their Passover sacrifice. So no doubt there's thousands of people that are traveling on that Jericho road going into Jerusalem. And you can imagine the people that are there. And by reading Luke's gospel, he tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ had just saved a man by the name of Zacchaeus, a very wealthy man. And then he meets this man here on the side of the road, this homeless man, this blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus. And the Bible said in Mark 10, verse 46, said, they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth to thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Now, I'm not afraid of that word, Lord. He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. The Bible said, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Thank you. You can be seated. No doubt Bartimaeus was not part of the jet set or not part of the society of the high living of those days. He probably wouldn't have ever been asked to be the keynote speaker down at the Rotary Club. He wouldn't have been asked the one to come down and take up an offering down there at the Kiwanis Club. He wouldn't have been somebody to been the one that led the prayer down at the high school football game. He wouldn't have been the one that had been invited to a lot of the social gatherings of the day. As a matter of fact, he had been asked probably not to come. But here is this man, and in verse number 49 of our text, the Bible said, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Now, when I first got into evangelism, I tell people my kids are in vandalism. I'm in evangelism. But when I first got into evangelism about 3 years ago, I began to travel and see some people, and I began to meet preachers. They'd say, Brother Randy, now I want you to know, if you're ever in the area, I want you to know you can stop by any time. If you've got a Sunday night or you're passing through or you need a place to come, we'd love for you to come to our place and to come worship with you. And they'd use this phrase. They'd say, Brother Randy, we want you to know that you've got a standing invitation to come be with us anytime you want to. Well, really, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did to Bartimaeus. He said, Bartimaeus, I'm going to give you a standing invitation. The Bible said Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. So I want to preach on tonight a little bit about a standing invitation. About a standing invitation. When somebody gives you a standing invitation, that means you can come by anytime you want to. That means day or night, you're welcome to come by. Anytime you want to, you can come and be fed from the Word of God. Anytime you want to come, you can come just like you are. I'm glad that's the way Jesus does, amen. Hey, He don't expect you to clean up. Praise God, He'll clean you up when you get there. He don't expect you to bring anything. Praise God, He'll provide it when you get there. And I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ offers a standing invitation for anybody and everybody that'll come. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ turns a bunch of nobodies into somebodies where they can go tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. And I'm glad I can call on Jesus anytime. He's always on the line. I don't ever get a busy signal. I'm glad that He's always there. And He's offering a standing invitation this evening. You say, preacher, I need help from the Lord. You can get it, amen. He offered a standing invitation to you. You say, preacher, I need some encouragement. Just come to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing too hard for Jesus. There's not a tear He can't dry. There's not a valley He can't get you out of. There's not a mountain He can't climb. There's never been a sickness He don't have the remedy. There's never been a problem that He cannot answer. There's never been a question for you. There's never been a dilemma. You can't do nothing for Jesus because He'll do it all for you, amen. And just come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's offered a standing invitation. You know, I guess it'd be good if some dignitary was to come in here tonight. You know, maybe the president would come by or some state representative or senator, but they couldn't help you tonight. Listen, I don't know who this is for, but I'm going to tell you this tonight. Sir, you may be here tonight, and you may be looking for something from the Lord. Praise God, you can get whatever you come looking for, amen. You can get it from the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm glad He's satisfied. Hey, do you know that the people, they say, well, now, you know, He just died for a select few. Listen, don't you ever let nobody tell you that, friend. Jesus Christ died for everybody. It don't matter. They could drop me out in the middle of some desert somewhere, and the first person I see, I'm glad I could report to them that Jesus loved them, died for them, shed His blood for them, and would save them because He offers a standing invitation to anybody that would come. That's why He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. He said, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The universal call to all mankind has been come unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He's offering a standing invitation tonight. First of all, I want you to look at verse number 46. I want you to look at Bartimaeus' circumstances. The Bible said, and there came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, had a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. You know, no doubt as people began to go into Jerusalem, and they'd come on in and they'd say, man, did you see that old fella out there on the side of the road, old Bartimaeus? He's in bad shape. You know, that's exactly what God does in our lives. You know, I met people and they say, well, you know, preacher, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing all right. I'll come to God one of these days. Listen, somebody like that ain't never going to get no help. I'm just going to go ahead and say right now, hey, I've been to meetings right now, and I've been to come down to the altar. People come down to the altar and say, preacher, I want to get saved. And buddy, I tell you what, there's no, they popping their bubble gum. Hey, you can tell there's no conviction on them. I said, you might as well go sit down, honey. You ain't going to get no help. But when you come to the end of yourself, hey, listen, I tell you, God uses circumstances. He'll let the bottom fall out. He'll let all the kicks get picked out. Hey, when you pull on every rope, when you've hit the very bottom, you're a prime candidate to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. The circumstances that led to this, a man Bartimaeus meet the Lord Jesus Christ, this man was in bad shape. Buddy, I'm glad it. Hey, listen, as the preacher already said, hey, if you couldn't bought it, I couldn't afford it. Hey, if this doesn't mean to keep it, I couldn't keep it. But I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, offers us a free gift of salvation of anybody that would come. And I still believe that. I still believe black, yellow, red, white. Don't matter what kind of pastor pedigree you got. It don't matter what side of the tracks you come from. It don't matter what kind of polluted bloodline you come from. I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ offers you a standing invitation. The Bible said in 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now y'all go ahead and write this down. I'm a Greek scholar, amen. You know what that all means, amen, in the Greek? It means all. Just write it down, friend. It means all. Praise God, I'm glad God came for the simple touch. You don't have to have a doctor's degree, praise God. You don't have to have a PhD and a DD and a BA and a LSD and all that. Hey, listen, praise God. God put it down there where we can get a hold of it, amen. Hey, said all, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The Lord's not slack concerning His promise, and some men count slackness, but it's long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hebrews 2:9 said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Who will have all men to be saved? Amen. The circumstances came to this man's life. Now, I tell you what, but let me say this. We do serve a God in control. God's not going to make you be saved, but He'll sure enough get you in a situation, amen, where you want to. And then you'll come to that point whether you receive Him or reject Him. The sovereignty of God and the free will of man are two sides of tracks, and they never will cross. God somehow in His sovereignty has put circumstances in our lives and then brings us to a point where we have to decide to either receive or reject the Lord Jesus. Jesus has never called anybody to Him and taken them against their will. He offers an invitation. He says, you come. You say, preacher, I don't know if I can get saved tonight. I say, what happened in your life? But if you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ, let Him take it from there. Hey, if you don't have, and I'm not against, listen, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not against leading somebody through Scripture. I'm not against the Romans road. Praise God, if you ever get them down the Damascus road of conviction, hey, you won't have to do a whole lot about the Romans road, amen. You let God do the convicting. You let God do the drawing. Hey, I didn't know what all I was doing today. I come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I knew I was wrong, He is right. I knew I was a sinner, He is a Savior. And I knew He'd forgive me. If you know that tonight, amen, you can get saved by the grace of God. The circumstances this man. Say, what kind of shape was in this bad shape? First of all, he's blind. You know, that's exactly the way sinners are today. Sinners are blind. The God of this world has blinded them that the light of the glorious gospel should not shine in. That's what's going on in the heart of individuals. People are blind today. They do not understand. The devil's got them hoodwinked. He's got them bamboozled. You know what? The devil, he'll even use religion in somebody's life. You know, the devil, he don't care if you go to hell with a beer bottle in your hand or a songbook as long as you go. There's a lot of people today, they're blinded. They think because they go to the house of God, they think because they got a little religion. Hey, I thank God, praise God, my religion's good on Monday night as it is on Sunday. This is not something where we do like Superman, go into a phone booth, put on our church clothes, and then go right back out in the world. Praise God, I'm glad it's salvation, amen, that a Savior will change your life, hallelujah. Amen, he was blind. Living in darkness day after day after day. That's why the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto a natural mind. They don't understand. They cannot comprehend the spiritual things. They're blinded. Not only was this man blind, but he was broken. But he was at the end of the road of his life. That's where an individual's got to get before they can ever get help. As long as you're all right, and as long as you're doing okay, and as long as you're all right and you're self-righteousness, as long as you're right and you're sin, but you ain't going to get no help from God. But the Bible said, despisest thou the riches of the mercy of God and the long-suffering of God, not knowing any of the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. I remember before I got saved, the bottom fell out. Seemed like everything I did ended up at zero. Everything I did ended up getting me down to the bottom. Hey, praise God, I thank God that it takes getting to the bottom before you ever going to make it to the top. Amen. He was blind. He was broken. You know, God knows what it takes to get your attention. Amen. And God does it in His mercy because He's looking for sinners. People are blind. People are broken today. People are begging. He was blind. He couldn't see, groping around day after day after day. He was broken at the very end of this road. He was bankrupt. And he was begging. You know that's why the Alcoholic Anonymous tonight, they'll have their meetings. You know that's why the dope dealing business is booming. You know that's why there's a lot of people today there. They're gambling and they're drinking and they're having a good time tonight trying to fill that void. They're begging for something better. They're begging for somebody to help them. Listen, I tell you tonight, Jesus offers a standing invitation to any individual. If you're begging for something better, if you're begging for something better, I'm glad Jesus is better. As a matter of fact, He's the best, amen. And He'll satisfy you ever longing. The Bible said in John 4:4, that woman at the well said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Hey, and the Bible said that woman down there, she left her bucket at the well. Hey, the reason she left her bucket at that well, because what she got that day wasn't going to fit no bucket, amen. Hey, listen, she went home with the Lord Jesus Christ. This man was broken. He was begging. That's why people turn to drugs. That's why people turn to pornography. That's why people turn to alcohol. That's why the methamphetamine business is booming. That's why there's so many people homes broken up because of those things that they're trying to do to fill up that void in their heart. You'll never be satisfied, sir, without Jesus. Ma'am, you'll never be satisfied without the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad He's satisfied. I'm satisfied tonight with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's exceeded my expectations. He's given me everything I ever wanted. Hey, it's better than I ever thought it would be. Hey, if I know then of what I know right now, I believe I'd still be running. But I'd say tonight I'm still excited about Jesus. Still excited about an empty tomb. Still excited about an empty record, amen. And I'm still excited that He saves those sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15 said this is a faithful saying. And it's worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. Paul said, of whom I am chief. The Bible said in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to see and to save that which was lost. You know, there is pleasure in sin. But for a season. You know, that's why there's somebody when they'll wake up in the morning. It beats all I've ever seen this crowd. They'll go out and they'll drink and they'll run around. But he'll get 2 or 3 teeth knocked out, get scars all over the head, spend half an hour down the emergency room, go down to work in the morning and say, man, did we have a time last night? Can't even remember what they did. Hey, listen, I'm glad I didn't wake up this morning with a hangover. I woke up with the Holy Ghost, amen. Hey, I didn't wake up longing. Praise God, I am satisfied tonight with the Lord Jesus. And if you're here tonight and you're not satisfied, praise God, you get satisfied. Amen. Jesus offers a standing invitation. He was blind. He was begging. He was broken. But he was blessed. You said, even in this shape? Absolutely. You say, why? Because this is the only time in Scripture that I can see this is the last time that the Lord Jesus Christ ever came by Jericho. But you know what He did? He took time for an old beggar. He took time for them old down and outers. He took time for the one that everybody else turned their back on. I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ, He majors on the people where it looks like there's no hope. He comes to the ones where everybody else has forsaken them. Hey, I remember the day that the Lord Jesus Christ offered me that standing invitation. What a blessing it was on the day I come staggering out of my bedroom at 3050 Owen Grove Southeast. I'm glad, praise God, that He offers. He'll give you a house call, amen. I got saved in my living room on my love seat, and I just began to live, and it was a time of love, and He changed my life. What a blessing it is. Hey, some of y'all be in hell 15, 20 years had you not come on the day that Jesus called you to salvation. He was blessed. His circumstances. Then verse number 47, I want you to look at His cry. Look at what the Bible said. The Bible said, and when He heard that, it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. His cry. If you'll look at this word cry, it means that he screamed out. It means that he called on the Lord when he was there. It was a pitiful cry. Can you imagine this man? He's blind, he's broken, he's begging. Nobody there to help him. He may have never had a bath. I mean, here's this man. He's at the end of the road. And the dust boiling and gathering up on him day after day after day. But he hears about this man, this miracle worker from Galilee. and he's heard from different people. There's a man named Jesus. You can't believe what he'll do, Bartimaeus. Really, what will he do? He'll heal you. He'll save you. He'll change your life. Well, he heard that it was Jesus. He heard it was Jesus passing by. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hey, it was a pitiful cry. It was a passionate cry. He said, have mercy on me. He didn't say, let's make a deal. He didn't say, let's swing a deal. He didn't say, don't you know I'm a Sunday school teacher? He didn't say, don't you know that I'm the Grand Gizzard Wizard of the Toilet Paper Committee around here? He didn't say, don't you know who I am? Don't you know that I'm Dr. Bottle Stopper? Don't you know who I am? No! He just said, have mercy on me, amen. Thank God for the day that the Lord Jesus, I deserve judgment, ought to be in hell tonight. But here I am in the house of God. Got a King James Bible right here, amen. Love of God, my heart, because I got mercy, amen. You say, what's mercy, amen? That's you not getting what you deserve. Grace is God giving us what we don't deserve, but mercy's not getting what we do deserve. Hey, I've seen, I guess the best illustration that I've seen of that, I've seen with my pastor. There's this woman one time. She was there, and there's a young man up in the youth choir. He was singing. And I looked over at him, I got to noticing him, and I looked back there at her. And son, I'm telling you, now you're talking about somebody with heart. She was not happy about something. I was like, Lord, hell, I'm glad I ain't married to that woman. But I looked back there at her, and suddenly she looked rough. She looked up there, and she was looking at that choir, and I said, what in the world is she doing? Man, what, she's mad about something. I looked up there, and I saw her little boy, and he was up there, yap, 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 talking wide open. I said, son, if she gets you outside, she's going to set the fire alarm off on you, son. I mean, it's going to be a bad deal. I began to look at him. He didn't realize she was looking. And he got to talking and gibbering and jabbing. She just kept that old scowl on her face. I kept looking at her. I kept looking at him. And about that time, he made eye contact with her. And he looked over there at her and he went like that right there. I mean, son, he knew that it was on. She looked at him. She said, come here. I said, oh, Lord. I mean, it's bad. Lord, bless that old boy. But you know, she started walking down the side here, down this sideway, and he started coming out of the choir. But they wasn't no arrogancy about it. He done knew he had violated a commandment. He done knew he was in trouble. But he'd come down out of that choir real soft and meekly. I mean, buddy, he wasn't trying. He wasn't nothing arrogant about that old boy. He knew it was on and about to be on real bad. Well, she come walking, got closer and closer. I wasn't the only one that seen it. Brother Powers, my pastor, seen it too. He got up, and he looked at her, and looked at that boy, and he come over there. He come over there, and he looked at that little boy. Then he looked back at the mama that had told him, no doubt, don't be talking. Brother Allen looked at her, and he laid his hand on her shoulder and began to talk to her. Well, that facial expression that she had, it wasn't angry anymore. Her countenance began to change. Then he looked back at this little old boy, and that old boy was scared to death. He began to talk to him, and that little boy's countenance changed. He started nodding his head. Then he looked back over there to her, and he began to talk to her a little bit more. And she began to smile and began to laugh. He kept his hand on her. Then he looked over here to this little boy, and he began to talk to the little boy. And the little boy began to laugh and carry on and smile and snicker. Brother Allen looked back at her, and she was laughing. He looked back at the little boy, and he was laughing. Little boy went back up in the choir with a smile on his face. That woman went back, sat down with a smile on her face. You say, what happened, preacher? Hey, listen, the mediator come in. I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ one day, he saw we had transgressed the law. He said, don't do this. If you sin, you're going to die. But I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ, he laid his hand on the law. He laid his hand on the transgressor. Satisfied him at Calvary. The law went back satisfied. The transgressor went back satisfied. I'm glad tonight you offer the standing invitation of Jesus. Hey, praise God, listen. The God man. Hey, the Son of God came down to this earth, reconciled man at Calvary. And if you'll come to him tonight, he offers mercy. Amen. Hey, Bartimaeus, hey, if you told old Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus, you better be able to quote some scripture. Hey, he couldn't help him. Hey, listen, he didn't. If you'd have told him soteriology and pneumatology and harmakeology, he'd have said, do what? What'd you call me? No. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Didn't sound like he's a theologian, does he? He just said, Jesus, have mercy on me. It was a pitiful cry, passionate cry, a persistent cry. The Bible said he cried the more. God does business with people who won't go away. But if you'll persist, I mean, listen, if you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll say, I can't go, where can I go but to the Lord, seeking a refuge for my soul? Jesus, nobody can help me like you. But you better watch it. Here comes Bartimaeus now. I mean, the Lord Jesus Christ stands still, commands him to be called, but you better watch it. You say, who's that, preacher? The crowd. The crowd. I want you to look at verse number 48. The Bible said, and many charged it, that he should hold his peace. Hey, listen, he didn't have no peace to hold, amen. The Bible said, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, saying, now, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. They called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth for thee. You know what happened in this young man's life? I mean, Bartimaeus is at the end of the road. He begins to call on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, he wanted to come to Jesus, but then the crowd gets in the way. See, during that day when a noted rabbi would come in, they would say, hey, listen now, don't y'all make any noise. I believe I've been around some of them dry hives, amen. Down to First Baptist, hallelujah. You say, my preacher preaches there. Well, that's all right, amen. God bless you. He'll get right with God, praise God. He'll get in a shouting church, amen. Go tell him I said that, hallelujah. Amen. That crowd, they'll get excited about somebody running a football up and down a football field. They'll get excited because some 7-foot fellow with an afro can slam a basketball backwards. They'll get excited because Chipper hit a grand slam, and they'll come to the house of God and sit there, amen, like a bunch of wooden Indians, amen. Hey, listen, praise God, aren't you excited about being saved? And we ought to get excited about it, amen. Hey, but you know who'll try to get you to get silent? You know who'll try to calm you down? It'll be that religious crowd. Hey, that crowd was religious. They said, wait just a second now, Bartimaeus. You're getting a little bit too excited about this thing. Hey, he cried the more. The more they tried to get him to be quiet, the more he cried. Hey, the more that crowd tries to settle me down and tries to get me to clam up, the more, praise God, the more noise I'm going to make. Amen. Hey, I dare them try to settle me down. Hey, they didn't see me before Jesus passed by. I dare somebody try to get me to settle down. Yes, they did. Well, you being charismatic. Hey, I ain't being charismatic. Bless God, I'm being automatic. Amen. Listen, praise God. Hallelujah. That crowd, they'll say, now, you better settle down, Bartimaeus. You know, that's what's going to happen to some people. They don't let the crowd get in the way. Been a lot of places. I've seen them grip the bench with conviction for you. I've seen God deal with their heart. They begin to look around. You can tell they're thinking about, I wonder what the crowd's going to say. I wonder what everybody's going to say. You know what everybody's going to say is right with God? Everybody in here is saved by the grace of God. If you come, hey, it wouldn't shock me, amen, who got saved in here. Amen. I believe there's some people in here saved because I've seen them, amen, and our spirit bears witness. But I wouldn't be shocked. It wouldn't bother me. And I wouldn't be afraid. I wouldn't care who you are. Hey, listen, don't let anything keep you from coming to the Lord Jesus. And the crowd said, hey, listen now, don't make any noise. Hey, I've seen the adversary do that in people's lives. You know what I get? There'll be some hindrances that comes in the life of a person trying to get to the Lord. They'll begin to think about, well, I wonder what I'm going to miss out on. You're going to miss out on a lot. You are. You're going to miss out on the flames of hell. You're going to miss out on a worrisome life. You're going to miss out on a bunch of heartache. You're going to miss out on you're going to miss out on a bunch of overdoses. You're going to miss out on a bunch of sleepless nights. Hey, listen, thank God, if you're saved by the grace of God tonight, you ought to go home, put you in a good tape, amen, and cut it up, wake all the neighbors up, just cause you're saved by the grace of God. Amen. Listen, they tried to get him to silent down. Calm down now, Bartimaeus. The Bible said he cried the more. He cried the more. But he had same crowd to tell you, well, now, you know, the Bible says that everything in the house of God ought to be done decently and in order. And it does, but it don't say dead with an odor. Amen. Amen. In some places, say this, it ain't going to hurt you to smile. The Bible said a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Hey, listen, there'll be enough mud holes, there'll be enough hospitals, there'll be enough funeral homes. Praise God, you ought to laugh and weep and just rejoice and enjoy God. This crowd, they'll try to get you to calm down, try to get you to settle down. They say, I don't believe in all that loudness. Most time it's what I'm yelling about they don't like. It ain't the loudness, it's what I'm getting loud about, amen. Hey, but that same crowd, they'll go out and buddy, wow, 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 wow. Because somebody hit a little bitty old ball in a hole. And then they'll come to the house of God and say, and some of y'all going to say that, mark it down. So, what got in there? Why, that boy weighed 200 pounds running around like that. Wonder what got into him. I wonder what got into some of y'all down there at the football game Friday night. Touchdown, Central Carrollton. Ah, 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 ah. And then come to church. World. Got him so excited. Hey, you better mark it down. This is the most quiet place you're going to live in. If you're saved, if you are saved, heaven's going to be a loud place. And I'm going to get in your ear and say, glory to God, I told you it's going to be like this. Listen, amen. You know why they tried to get him calmed down? They couldn't understand what he's crying about. They didn't understand. They'd never seen themselves in need of the Lord Jesus. But the Bible said he cried the more. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You say, preacher, how do you get to the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, he came when Jesus called. You say, how do you know what to say? I want you to turn over to Luke chapter number 18, please. Luke chapter number 18. And I want you to look at this. Look at the conversation. Luke chapter number 18. And when I read my text tonight, I said, and they came to Jericho. There's a semicolon there. Now, you can tell I'm not a master of the King's English because I say you ain't got no every once in a while. Sister Powers, you'll have to forgive me about that. But the Bible said here in Luke chapter number 18, now let's look first. Mark chapter number 10, verse 46 said, they came to Jericho, colon. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, they met a man blind Bartimaeus. But I want you to look in Luke 18, verse 35. The Bible said, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, that means he was just going into Jericho, said a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. I don't say his name. He said, coming into Jericho, there was a certain blind man who sat by the wayside begging. And the Bible said in verse number 37, said, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by, and he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. Look at this. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. The Bible said Bartimaeus was on the outskirts of Jericho. Jesus was going out of Jericho when he met Bartimaeus. But in Luke 18, he was going into Jericho, and there a certain blind man met him. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm saying when the Lord Jesus Christ came into Jericho, there's a blind man sitting by the wayside. And that old blind man come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible said that Jesus touched him, opened up his blinded eyes, and he left glorifying God. And when all the people saw it, they said, hey, there's something just happened to that man right there. You say, preacher, what do you think he did? I don't know. What'd you do? When I got my eyes open, when the Lord Jesus Christ opened up my blinded eyes, you know what I went doing? I went to telling somebody. I said, hey, there's a man named Jesus opened up my blinded eyes. And I'm not the man that I used to be. I'm not sitting in the sidewalk anymore and seeing. I've got my eyesight. I'm in a new world. Says the Lord, save me. Hey, I've got my blinded eyes open. Hey, I went telling everybody what the Lord had done. You say, what happened here? That old blind man got saved coming into Jericho. Then he went through Jericho telling every blind man that he saved, hey, there's a man named Jesus just opened up my blinded eyes. People say, hey, are you Bill, the blind man? He said, I once was blind, but now I see. Hey, aren't you Bill the blind man? You used to be over yonder coming into Jericho. Yeah, but a man named Jesus just opened up my eyes. And he went through Jericho and said, hey, Jesus is passing by. Jesus is coming this way. Call on him when he gets by. Bill, what'd you say? I didn't know what to say. I just said, have mercy on me. But he started going through Jericho saying, Jesus is coming. They said, hey, Bill, don't forget about old Bart out there. Don't forget about old blind Bartimaeus now. I believe he said, well, yes, there's one more. Listen, church, if only one more soul gets saved, it'll be worth every mile of the trail. If only one individual gets into the kingdom of glory before we hear the shout, it'll be worth every bit of it, amen. Well, old Bill went through Jericho, and he said, hey, Bartimaeus, hey, now he's down there with that. He's down there with those Zacchaeus down there. I thought it was Bobby Brindle, the midget preacher, but it ain't. It's Zacchaeus down there. And said, listen now. Hey, Bartimaeus, he's down there and he's dealing with Zacchaeus. Here he comes, Bartimaeus. What'd you do, Bill? I didn't know what to do, Bartimaeus. I just said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, Bartimaeus, don't you pay no attention to that crowd. Don't you pay no attention to that crowd. They tried to get me to be quiet too. They tried to get me, but what'd you do? I just kept saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus was coming through. He's going out of Jericho for the last time. Bartimaeus is there on the outskirts of the city. That old blind man that got healed coming into Jericho. Said, there he is, Bartimaeus, call on him. Oh, Jesus, thou son, what ought you say? I don't know what to say. I tore up too bad. I just said, have mercy. Oh, have mercy on me, Jesus. Call on him, Bartimaeus. Say it again. Jesus, have mercy on me. And what happened? Hey, Jesus commanded him. What's he going to do, Bill? He's going to command you to be called. You just go to him and don't ask for another cushion. Don't ask for another corner. Don't ask to turn over a new leaf. Don't ask for a do better pill. Just say, have mercy on me, Lord, that I might receive my sight. You say, why'd you tell that? I'm telling you, just like that blind man coming into Jericho said, Bartimaeus, said words, if you'll just call on it. I'm telling you tonight, listen, if you're here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, it works, it works, it works, it works, amen. Hey, just call on the Lord Jesus Christ in mercy, amen. He'll open up your blinded eyes. Amen. I want you to look, Lord, at Jesus. Look at the change. The Bible said, and immediately. Immediately. He didn't say, now I'm going to come check on you in 6 months and see how you're doing. The Bible said, and immediately he received his sight. The change. Powerful change. Permanent change. He said, I will open up your blinded eyes. And the Bible said, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee half. Thy faith hath made thee 33.3%. Thy faith hath made thee 99%. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. When the Lord Jesus Christ does a work in your life, he won't have to come back, praise God, check on you for 6 months. Now, he'll come around because in 6 months, I believe you'll be down the house of God. Amen. I believe you'll be wanting to do what Bartimaeus did, and that's wanting to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. And listen, that's what happened in his life. He wanted to follow the Lord, and the Bible said that he made him whole. I like that, don't you? Hey, listen, the Bible said, I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The Bible said that he made him whole. That's what Jesus will do tonight. He'll do something in your life that the drugs won't do, that the alcohol won't do. He'll do something that the gambling won't do. He'll make you whole. He's offering you a standing invitation. Permanent change. What was it? Was it his promise to do better? No. Jesus said, by faith hath made thee whole. Faith. You say, preacher, I don't know if I got faith or not. Oh, you got faith. You do. They didn't know one of you come in this church tonight and check the pew you was going to sit on. You didn't check it out. You didn't shake it. You just simply trusted. Well, I trust these people here. Set me up. They wouldn't set some kind of trap up for me here in one of these seats. You just sat down because you believed that that chair was going to hold you up. Faith in it. Ask you something tonight. If you can put faith in a chair, if you can put faith in a vehicle, you put that key in there by faith. Now, I've drove a couple of vehicles. Praise God, it took a bunch of faith, amen. The key in the ignition and turned it. You didn't even think about it firing off. You just trusted that it would. Okay. It's by grace, through faith,
amen,
in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is God giving that. Faith is us receiving it. By grace, through faith. By faith. That's made thee whole. You say, I don't know if I've got faith or not. I don't know if I've repented or not. Are you still repenting? If an individual's not, I believe this. I began to repent when I got saved, and I've been repenting ever since.
Amen.
This crowd don't believe in repentance, praise God. I don't believe they ever repented.
Amen.
You get saved, it is a constant repentance.
That's right.
It's a constant, oh God, I hate that I do that. Why did I do that? This crowd that can go right on continuing in their lifestyle, it's not saving faith.
Amen.
They can say they got faith, all they want to say it. Saving faith is shoe leather faith. Not saved by works, but we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You don't work to be saved, you work because you are saved. An apple tree don't put off apples to be an apple tree. An apple tree puts off apples because he is an apple tree. And a Christian gonna act like a Christian because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. People say, I can't do it, preacher. No, you can't. Brother Toby, you've been saved a long time, a lot longer than me. It ain't you doing it. Look like you're saved. Look like you get old. No. The Bible said, he which hath begun a good work, you. If you've got the big begunner on the inside, amen, he'll lead you. He'll guide you. The Bible said, I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. It's Jesus Christ working on the inside. Let me ask you tonight as you stand all over the building, every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to turn it over to the pastor here, but I do want to ask you something tonight. There's been that day where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt Jesus Christ passed by and called you and you came to Him. I'm not talking about if you got baptized. I'm not talking about if you signed some certificate. I'm not talking about if you shook the preacher's hand. I'm talking about, was there ever a day? We start singing those songs about I remember the day. We start singing those songs about the day you got saved. I go back to the same place every time. I don't have to try to hunt a place. I've got a place where I met the Lord Jesus Christ. He offers tonight a standing invitation. Anybody, you may be here saved as Apostle Paul, but you need help. You can get it from Jesus tonight. He offered a standing invitation. If you're not saved, don't let this crowd hinder you. Don't let what somebody's going to think about you hinder you. You step out. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's offering you a standing invitation this evening. Would you come?
A cripple starts walking, a blind man can't see, a leper is cleansed, a captive set free, a woman is rejoicing, for her son did not die. When Jesus passed by, when Jesus passed by, when Jesus passed by, gone were all the heartaches, the troubles and strife. Just reach out and touch Him and He'll hear your cry.